Podshy? Let's talk. This is Magic with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. I would like to talk with you about the heartbreak of podshyness. So what do I mean by that? I know that there are some of my fellow members who want to podcast, but maybe feeling a little self-conscious about grabbing that microphone, plugging it in, and belting out your first podcast. I was going to do some cute little music for an intro with this, but that's kind of one of the things I just figured, no, I'll just grab a mic and let's talk about this. You know I can do music and I play these little things, and you know, some of my fellow members that do podcasts do some really cool stuff. I mean, it's pretty surprising some of the production values that get put into these podcasts. But, and Skeptic Overlord, our beloved administrator who made this all happen, has made it very clear that that's not something he necessarily expects. You can just grab a microphone and start yelling into it, and that's perfectly okay. But you might be feeling a little reluctant, and I know how that feels. I mean, heck, I remember back in junior high school, so the part of that I'd hate the most and just feared was mandatory school dances. And you go to the dances, and it's all dark, and then they had the disco lights out, and, you know, you got a line of boys on one side and a line of girls on the other side, and everyone was too cool to dance, except those few intrepid souls that would get out there and dance. But, and so, you know, I was a wallflower, of course, what I learned later, though, was that it was fortunate that I was, because I can't dance. I just can't dance. And of course, if I would have tried to go out in junior high school and dance, I would have probably injured myself and others. So it actually worked out well in that case. But in the case of podcasting, it's a little bit more, there's more safety built in, I guess you could say, to the podcasting world. You're not likely to harm anyone by making a podcast. So, you know, unless you can harm somebody with words. And you know, even if you yell fire in a crowded podcast, odds are pretty good nobody's actually going to get trampled, because they can just turn it off. So I'm addressing that. I mean, there's some technical issues. There might be some things holding you back. Maybe, maybe you have a computer that doesn't have a sound card, although I'm trying to imagine who sells those these days. But, you know, maybe you don't have a microphone, or it came with the machine and it's buried in a box somewhere, and I know how that goes. You know, so getting that first audio setup can be kind of hard. And you may be, I'll let you in on something here. When I first saw the podcast tab on ATS, and I first saw that Skeptic Overlord was doing that, I was blasé about it. And I thought, oh, okay, podcasting, well, that's kind of cute. And I really didn't know what it was about, and I didn't really think much of it. I said, yeah, that's great, but I'm here for the forums, you know. So for quite a while, the advent of podcasting, you know, Skeptic was saying, they're coming. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know. It's like, I'm, you know, get me back into, you know, I got some forums to take care of here. But once I finally took a look at the podcast, and it really was just kind of one of those casual, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll take a look at what this podcasting is all about. I think it's pretty obvious to anyone who's been following the feeds that my rather indifferent attitude towards podcasting changed dramatically once I actually saw what this could do. And really, it is literally a completely different dimension with regards to exchanging information on our forums. And this combination of discussion forums, this is one of the most popular discussion forums on the internet, combined with the podcasting feature that members can access. And, you know, you've been on there a while, you can just, boom, your podcasts go right out on the feed. The potential for this is literally unlimited. It's just amazing. So if you're sitting there on the sidelines thinking, oh, I can't do it, or, oh, I don't want to sound silly, or whatever, here's my advice. Give it a try. And here's the thing, especially if you're shy about talking to people, like getting up in front of crowds and stuff. And by the way, I am, okay? So here I am, I'm jabbering into a mic. Not a care in the world. But see, that's the point. I'm not in front of a crowd of people. I'm just standing here in my room with my microphone, and it's relatively safe environment. And here's the safety valve for if you have a hang up about talking in public. You know, you're recording, you're not broadcasting live over the internet here. It's when you do a podcast, you make a sound recording. You can go back and edit that recording or do it over, and it's totally up to you every step of the way whether you want to actually send that podcast out. So if you're concerned, you know, if you're feeling self-conscious or if you're worried about it, make a podcast. Go ahead and give it a try, and then don't put it on the feed. Just listen to it a few times and see if you like it. And by the way, on that, most artists, by the way, I do music and stuff like that, and I draw sketches, and a thing that plagues pretty much everyone that does art is a lot of people just don't like their own work, even people that are really good. You know, they look at it later and they go, oh, what was I thinking? Or, oh, that sucks. Or, oh, you know, I did that wrong. That's a mistake and I can't do it. And there's this whole perfectionism problem that people get into, and I suffer from it. Believe me, I know that pain. But so if you're listening to your podcast and you think, oh, my voice sounds funny or whatever, give yourself a little slack. And I think what you'll find is the environment. I mean, yeah, okay, on ATS, we can really flame each other now and then and stuff. But what I'm seeing, a phenomenon I'm seeing with these podcasts, is when you can actually hear somebody's voice, it's pretty hard to get into a flame war with somebody because you can hear it in their voice that, okay, hey, maybe this person's reasonable. And even though they're saying something I don't agree with, I think I can reason with this person. And that's one of the things, that's one of the reasons I'm so excited about podcasts. Because when you type stuff out and you post these messages in text, they don't have any emotion behind them. So people come along and read them, and it's very easy to misunderstand the intent of somebody that posts something in flat text. I mean, it happens to me all the time. I misinterpret other people's posts. People misinterpret my posts. And it's a, you know, and it really leads to a lot of confusion. But with these podcasts, and now, just tonight, Skeptic Overlord just kicked off the PTS feed, politics feed. I'm telling you, politics in podcasting space is going to be a lot different from politics in the text forums. It's a completely different kind of animal. And I think what we'll find is a lot of the divisiveness that characterizes political debate in the text forums is not going to carry over into the podcast space. People will still have their positions. That's not going to change. But the way they express them and the way they talk about them is going to change. So if you're sitting there and going, gee, I don't know, or you know, you just want to listen. And by the way, it's okay to just listen to the podcast. I mean, hey, I don't mind. I love it when people listen to my podcast. It feeds my ego or something. But if you're reluctant to get in because you're just not sure, my advice is give it a shot. And by the way, you know, as far as how to do that technically, probably the easiest thing to do is Google. Just Google for how to make a podcast. And then if you want to do it in Windows, you might add Windows. Or if you have a Mac, you might want to add Mac or something like that. And also for your Linux users out there, add Linux. And there's plenty of stuff out there already on the internet on how to make podcasts. Really good, detailed technical information that will guide you from everything to plugging in the microphone to making that MP3 file. Anyway, the purpose of this little thing of mine is just to kind of casually invite my fellow members, whatever your feelings might be, and you know, even if you got some hang-ups or whatever about this whole podcasting thing, give it a try, take a test run, and if you're worried about, you know, putting something on the feed you don't want to have put on there, wait a while, make your podcast, listen to it, maybe listen to it the next day, and give yourself some slack, because we will, you know, we will. I love the podcast that I've been hearing on here. Anyway, I've jabbered on long enough, and I think you know I'm quite capable of carrying out my threat of being able to jabber on for hours, but I'm hoping that if you're listening to this, you will at least consider getting in on the podcasting revolution on AboveTopSecret.com, because, my friends, this is going to change the world. This is Magic for AboveTopSecret.com, signing out for now.